Yeah, daf samachay amad beis. Tanya. Omar lahen Rab Yehuda lachachomim ledivreichem lama poikikin esa azor. We had a machlokes between Rab Yehuda and the Chachomim. Rab Yehuda said that they used to take a kois of the pool of dam, which was in the Azore, to ensure that if there was some kaises which were nishpach, some emailes, so there was no zrika on the karbonis, so they took a kois from the tarubis in order to make sure that all the karbonis, the dam was nizrak. That was the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara says the svar of the Chachamim was, it won't help, because there was dam of tamtzis, there was roiv, there was a lot of dam of tamtzis in this pool of dam, and so the dam zrike became bottled on the dam of tamtzis. The Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda letaime, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that ain dam mevatel dam. So therefore he held that one could accomplish something by taking a kais midam at arubis, and the Chachamim hold you can't accomplish anything. Omalen Rabbi Yehuda lechachamim. So Rabbi Yehuda told the Chachamim ledivreichem, according to you, that you can't accomplish anything by taking the dam of the tarubis and being zayriket. Lama poikik in es azore. Why were they poikik the azore? Let us see what Rashi says. Tanya galsin udivreichem lama poikikim es nekev choymas o azore. Shahadomim amis arvim ba'ame yaitzim boi lochutz. It's very unclear exactly where this nekev was, but al kaponim they were poikik. There was a nekev that without this nekev, the dam on the ritzpeh would have drained out. No, they were poikik this nekev to make sure that the dam did not drain out. So the dam remained on the Ritzpes Azor. Bishlaim aladidi. According to me, so it's very good. Kadesh la yetze kol dam anishpach. That the dam anishpach should not go out. Shemile kois ataruvois nimtza mikulam besaychai. So if we made sure that all the dam that had fallen on the Ritzpeh, which included also from the Kaisish and Nishpachu, that it was unable to go out of the Azorah because of this Pekike. So then we were able to be misaken it with Azrike. But according to you, there's no Tikkun. So why, for what legitimate reason were they poikik the neck, this neck? Shemile kaisa trubis nimtza mikulam besoich, ev nishbach echa mayam belo yizrika nimtza zoich mimenu. But according to you, why did they do this? So they would say, omru loi, shvachu livnei arein, sheyelchu ava kuveiseyim bedam. Fakert, that they did it bedavke, because this was a once in a year, an opportunity to show the shvachul of Neare. You had a multitude of kobonis. The kobonis went up to the ankles, and memela shvachul of Neare to do such an avoid. So forget, that's why they did it. Not for the te'elis of Zrike, nor shvachul of Neare sheyelchu adaku veiseyim beda. Like the Gemara, and this is Akasha according to everyone, v'kol chayitz, the dam is chayitz between the raglei hakehanim and the ritzpeh. So sounds like a problem. So trashi v'kahavi chatzitze bein ragleim l'ritzpeh. This nan bezvochin oy medala keli oy al gabi regel chaver oy posel. The beinan lamed l'shoris ve'ein ze amide. this Rashi is very unclear. The Rishash is moirer on Rashi. The Gemara in Zvachim says that the reason that Chatzitza passes by the Avodas HaKahanim, the Gemara says as follows. Ritzpa Mekadish, Klisharis Mekadish. Klisharis means the Big Day Kohune. So just like the Big Day Kohune is Mekadish the Koyin Bishas Avoide. So there's a loche that there shouldn't be anything, a davar achaitis between the begodim and the guf hakoyim. Wadin, the ritzpe is also mekadish the koyim b'shas avoidin, so there shouldn't be anything between the ritzpe and the raglay hakoyim. That's the drosha that the Gemara says. Rashi brings a pesanaya drosha. The drosha is also difficult to understand. The be'inam lamoid l'shoreis. If you're standing in dam, it's not called amide. It's very unclear why Rashi had to bring a new drosha and exactly what the drosha is. So the Gemara answers that since it's lach, it's like leyin tvila dam. We learned leyin tvila as follows. Lachu v'ainei chaitzitz. Dam lach is not chaitzitz, kedisanya. Hadam vahadyoi vahacholo vahadvash yiveishim chaitzitzim lachim ein chaitzitzim denara metziz dike chetzitze. So memele, so that isn't a problem. Schrekte gemod is another problem. Okometavsi monayu. The big day kohune reached the floor. Now, if the dam level was till the ankles, so the begodim got dirty. They got meluchlich bedam. And Svesanya, hoyu bigdei begodov metushtoshim, if the begodim were metushtish, v'ovad avidosei psula. So, there's another difficulty. You just lost the bigdei kohune. Maybe you'll say they lifted up the begodim. They, with the gartel, they lifted up the begodim. And, some amela, so it didn't get dirty. Vasanya midoi bad, midoi kimidosai, shloyechoso vloyoiso. That it had to be the right size. It had to fit him kimidosai. So memele, you're not allowed to lift up the beged, because now the levish is not kimidosoi. The nishmas odom, chayodom is mubayir and klal yud aleph. This is not a halacha in the beged. It's a halacha in the levisha. For example, the Rambam brings down if the beged is too long, you don't have to sew a hem. You can lift it up with the galtel. But b'shas levisha, it should have the correct length. The big day kohune were till the floor. Didn't drag on the floor, and it wasn't over the legs. It was till the floor. So if it's done to a galtel, that's also good. But it has to be worn correctly. So memele, if you're telling me because of the dam, which is the spool of dam on the floor, he has to raise the begodim, so now he's wearing short begodim. So that's a psul and the levisha. It's shaloyechsa. It shouldn't be shorter than it should have the correct length. It shouldn't be too short and shouldn't be too long. Ever the Gemara by loches evorim lekevesh the lab avoidehi. The Gemara says you're right. When they needed avoide, we'll talk about it. Now we have a problem. But they lifted up the begodim when they brought the evorim to the kevesh. And that is not an avoidah, so you don't need big day kohune. So memele, so that's when they lifted up the begodim. Like the Gemara v'loy, you don't need big day kohune by aloha sevorim lekevesh, v'homi deboi kohune, if you need kohune, avoidah, so it's an avoidah. Desanye behikriv hakoyin esakoyol hamizbecha zu heiloches evorim lekevish. So it says, klo, by this pasuk speaking about heiloches evorim lekevish, as behikriv hakoyin. You need kohune, so you need big day kohune. So the mother says, Ela by lochas eitzim lemaroche de lav avoidehi. You know, when they could do this, they lifted up the begodim when they brought the eitzim lemaroche. There you don't need the lav avoidehi. Then you don't need big day kohune. Frank the Gemara by lochas eivorim lakevesh. I don't know if the, I mean, lechere be, peloches aitzim lemaroche, I don't know, lechere after the tomit shel ben abayim, I'm not bekant that they brought more aitzim. There was new, they made new atzim maroche, migdama means, peatzim, that is not an avoide. But I don't know if this was negeya by Pesach, everything was after everything was after the tomit. I don't know if there was then halachas eitzim. Kapan the Gemara says by halachas eitzim lemaroche, then you don't need kohuni, you don't need big kohuni. Aber frag the Gemara, aber by halachas evam lekevish, by halachas dam mi yehecha ozli. There you have a problem. There lechayre you need kohuni. And the Gemara the mazgi a itztevi. They walked on its tabois. There was, it seems in the base of Middash, there was elevated areas. And they stood on these elevated areas. Some of Mele, the Gemara says, they walked on the elevated areas. I mean, there were whole shuras that were Isaac in the Hilachas Adam. It seems all these were elevated areas. There were Tzaboyis that weren't. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Mitavsi Mislach Lechem Bedam. Midoy, Velova Shekoin, Midoy Vat, Kemidosoi, Shove Loret, should reach the ground. Velochas Eivorim, the Lav Avoidehi, Motsum Madlan Lohu. Velochas Eivorim, they could pick it up. Lakami Pori, Abba Vishar Avoides Eicha Ovid, the other Avoides. Zu Velochas Eivorim, the Gabayksi, Vaikrova Keva Kraim, so Vaistachoi, she need Kohuna on this. The Masgia Itztevi, it's the boy shall binyan hoyushom. They were over the blood level. Varehein keritzpe. So they stood on these itztaboys. Zog the Gemara weiter. Keitzad, toilin, umafshitin, nkoroi, vohoitziu, es emurov, noslon bemegis. And then after they took out the murim, they put it into a keli. And Rabbi Kevega says the girsa was vehiktiron. And they were makter the murim. Frag the Gemara, and this is Lechera Rashi's girsa, otto hu gufe have makterlu. Lechera, we are speaking about zorim. Koroi, the Kahanim went doing this for the Bailam. This the Bailam themselves did. The Bailam went and took the Kolben, they put the Makol on their shoulders, and Koroi, Veitzias, Emuro, Nosnam, Bemegis, Vehiktiram. So it seems that the Bailam were Makta. Frag the Gemara, Otto, Hu, Gufe, Have, Makter, Luhu? How could a Zor be Makter? This is an Avoide. And with the Gemara, Eimo, not Vehiktiron, Lehaktiron. Nosna Bemegis, Lehaktiron, that you should be Makter, that those who were Makter, it should be Makter later. Eimo, Lehaktiron, Agabi, Amizbeir. Let us see Rashi. Vehiktiron zalke deiter, hu gufe mekate lohu. Bit mir, vazoru, de bezorka imine, ki de toni, noisin al xeife, val kosev chaveroi, ve toile um avshit. Ve kanem lohoye mavshitim kotshem kalem. De ma li ve lohen, what does this have a shaykhis to them? Vafilu avshit vini tuach shel oilo, shuhu mitzvah kosher bezorka, mrini mishil begbeiz de yume. So the kasha was, he says, vehiktiron, it would seem, it means that the bailim, the zorim are makta, and that's the kasha. How could they be makta? So the gemara is geiris lehaktiron, agabi emisbeich. The ishtim meforshi, others had a different girse and a different kasha. Otu b'meigis gufe maktilahu. He says, it says in the Mishnah, koroi voitziyu es amurov, nosnom b'meigis, that he put it into the keili, ve'iktirom. So it seemed in the keili they were makted. They didn't bring it on the mizbeah. There were coals in this meigis, and he was makted on this keili. So he says, it's more like the kash, otu b'meigis gufe maktilu. And the Gemara says, no, nosnom b'meigis le'aktirom. That they'll give me makted later, I'll gabi amizbeach. That's pshat in the kasha and the teretz. Zogt Rashi v'lav milsehi, devadai uchil amisni aktora b'kdishores. That means Rashi says, that we'll see in Tosfos, the Masechtas Menachos, you have many times it says you were makter in a klishores, and v'shteitzach, it doesn't mean you were makter in the klishores, it means you took the klishores to the mizbeach. So you can't say that this is pshat in the Gemara's kasha, because if this is pshat in the Gemara's kasha, so they should have asked all over Menachos this kasha. Lehaktiram noisna b'megis achi yavoi haroi laktiram v'yaktirei. Zog Taisvis. Otu b'megis kufei maktilei. Rashi moichkoi. Mishum de Menachos loy parich. Because the Masechtas Menachos, the Gemara never asked such a kash. The sanya bekama duchli, umaktira beklisharis. And the Gemara never asked, are you makter in the klisharis? Vachain moichik beperik, so mamel sarashi is moichik, otu bemegis gufe maktilo. That's a different girsa, not who gufe, bemegis gufe. Sarashi is moichik this girsa. Vachain moichik beperik schneise ire, also the same thing. Seems as a mashmois that you're makter in the keli, so in the moes akashas, the litazoi, so Rashi is moichik. Zoktois is, the ein tzorech lagia hasvor. Don't have to be magia the svor. The bereish perik sheini, the soita porich, kabi menochis ki agav. There's a third gemor. There's a gemor, it's a gemor in human, there's a gemor in soita. Now the gemor in soita, kabi menochis, the gemor es, the similar kash, ki agav. Tony Hossam Umalo Umaktiro Biklishores. Tak the Gemara Porich Ubiklishores Maktalai. You marked attack on the Klishores? And for the Gemara Aima Lehaktiro. Some Mele, there is such a Gemara. That seems Rashi was not Moichi. Some Mele, so Taisha says with this Gemara, so the whole Kash of Rashi falls off. Mishum dehosem porich umishani. There, this is a maimel that's speaking about aktoras amincha. So memele, so the Gemara there asks, umaktira beklishoris? That aitake beklishoris yemakter? So the Gemara over there speaks about a mincha. So the Gemara rectifies the loshem. It's not umaktira leaktira. So, Umishum dehosem porich umishani. Since the Gemara there asked the kasha and answered the kasha, leipoch lovim menachos. That's the teretz. We spoke about a mincha which used this lashon, and the Gemara was masakin the lashon. So memela, therefore menachos, this lashon is not shver anymore. The porich hoche gabi yemurim. Afa gav the kvar porich bepek shnei sirei. The Gemara shnei sirei. If you're not moichik the girsus, so the Gemara asks also the kasha, are you makter it in the klishores? The Gemara answers no leaktir. So why do you say, if you say this, you saw that the Gemara Menachos doesn't speak about it because the Gemara in Saita was misakin the lashon. So why does our Gemara speak about it? The Gemara in shnei sirei was misakin the lashon. And for Tyson Shum Dahosan, but Porim, Vahoche, Bekvosim. It's different in Yonim. They're speaking about Porim. They're speaking about Kvosim. So by each Sug, the Gemara wanted to be Mesachim Delosh. So Memele, so Tashis Kashis Farem, but we could be Geiris Tak in this Gilsa, Otto Bemegis Kufi Makdelo. Umiyu Yesh Sforim, the Garsi Bebreise de Soita, different Kashi. Malon umaktiron beklishores umulchon ונויסן על גבי הוישן, ופורך מקטירם בכלי שורס על כדאי תכפרש. וכי כמוישו בכלי שורס מקטירם, בור לא ימולכם. כמו סינס ויאסק נדיפן קשו, ומקטירם בכלי שורס. And then later it says, ומולכם, so why is this, you could be מקטה without מליכם. So that's on the Gemara's kasha. וכי כמוישו בכלי שורס מקטירם, והולי מולכן, משני להקטיר עם פרש אח המליך. So ממילא, so the Gemara in Saita is asking a different kasha. So the Gemara is asking a different kasha. So then Rashi has his raya from the Gemara Menachas. That the Gemara never was Isaac in speaking about Yamakter in the Klishas. Because why he says that's Pshat in the Loshin. Don't only have a Gemara and Saita that asks this discussion and answers it. But if he's there, according to this Gilse, that the Gemara and Saita is asking a Kasha, how could you be Maktov before Malicha, you're talking Perish Rashi. But by the time before is, the Gabi Mincha Leishayach Lemifrach, by Mincha and Rashi's Kasha, why didn't the Gemara ask, it says all over Mesechtes Menachos, that you makter it in a klisharis, why didn't the Gemara ask this kasha? Given she kvar be klisharis shehin is sune sham lehiskadish. That it was put into the klisharis for to be niskadish. So memele, so that is why, so we speak about the klisharis. Lashon of Tosis and Yuma is perhaps a little clearer. Kiven the mincha boy kiddush kli. The mincha, in order to get a kiddushas, I go if you need a kiddush kli. Agav, the mekadish bekli shores, mala le mizbech bekli shores, in the suna boy la haktira. Since you need a kli shores, so memele, so your mala in the kli shores, mala mizbech bekli shores, in the suna boy la haktira. That's over there. So therefore, the Gemara never asks Akasha, why does it mention the Klisharis? I will not be Megis Mashba Olam Shabaseich HaMegis Maktiram. Why? Because here, it's not a Chayiv to have a Klisharis. Those Klishas Aguf already on the Behem. You don't need a Klisharis whatsoever. So why do you need this Megis? Why does the Mishnah tell us that he put in the Megis? So here the Gemara held is coming to tell us that he put in the Magus to make Akhtar in the Magus. That was Pshat in the Gemara's Kash. Yotzis or Katri Shaina, the Mishnah ended that where the Kitzis stayed till Meitzoy Shabbos. Tone kol echad ve echad noisin pischoi ba'oiroi. They had skinned the Korban Pesach, so now when they went home, they call echad vechanoisim pischem ba'oiroi umavshil la'achayrov. And they put it behind their backs, and that's how they brought it home. Omar av ilish tayis. Zot rashi, call echad vechad kshayohuchon levotayim oyonoisim pischem ba'oiroi umavshil la'achayrov. Omar av ilish shem chochem tayis derech seichem yishma'ilim huzeh. That's how they carry their oifen of carrying. The Dvar Shmu brings down on Er Sameach, and what is the Baraisa telling us? So the Er Sameach wants to say as follows, that there's a Mishnah Mesechtes Pora when they carried the Mechatos, or the or before the Kiddush, when they carried the Mayim, or the Eifa Pora, whatever they were carrying, it needed Shimo. It needed Shimo. So it says that he had to carry it in front of him. He couldn't carry it on his back, because Meichatos is posel, becomes Nifsal Behesach Hadas. So it had to be in front of him. It shouldn't be Messiah Das. So Memele, so the Sameach says that the Baraisi Rakasha, we had before in that Lamedalit, that Kotshim are also Nifsal Behesach Hadas. Rabbi Yochanan says the psul hesach hadas is psul tume. If you're mesiach das from it, it might become tume. So there's a psul of hesach hadas by kotchim. So mel, there's a problem. How could you go and carry it this way? There's a psul hesach hadas. Who knows what's doing in back of you? So therefore, it says kol echad vechad neisim pischei ba'oiroi. And oir is a dove that's not mekabel tumme. So memele, it was put into a receptacle that would ensure us it would not become tumme. If you learn that the holy seresach hadas is a psul tumme, the machlekes and the flamadal between Rabbi Yechner and Shlokish, it's a psul tumme or it's a psul aguf. So there's a meich wants to say, so if it's a psul tumme, it's very good. So they put it la'achayrov, you're being Messiah Das from the Kolben, who knows what's happening with the Kolben. So he says, Neisen Pischei Ba'oiroi. So since it was in a container that was not in the Kabul Tume, so Memele, that is Pshat in the Baraisa. Then the Dvar Shmuel wants to be Moisef, Omar of Ilish, Tayos. What's Tayos? Derech Seichem Yishmeilem Muzo. That's how they carry it. Now, what's this negay alonu? So the Rashmul brings from someone that the Avilish wanted to be Moisef. There's a machlekes Rabbi Yechner Reish Lakish if Hesach Adas is a psul tume or a psul aguf. So if it's a psul tume, so it's very good. So I don't have to worry it'll become tume because it's enclosed in the oil. So memele, which is not mekabel tume. But if it's a psul aguf, so lachayret shver. So he brings, the Mishnah says in Masechtas Pore, if a person is carrying two chavis of mayim, if he's only carrying one chavis and he puts it in the back, it's also. He has to hold it in front of him. But if he's carrying two chavis, so since it's a yevsha bala pochi, that's the only way he can carry it, so there's no psul, that's not called a psul hesachadas. It seems the psul hesachadas is only if he could have avoided the situation, was Messiah Das, then there's a psul. But if he can't avoid the situation, there's no psul of Hesach Adas. As I state in the Mishnah. So the Dvar Shmuel says that someone wanted to say, this is Rav Ilish Kebolzon. Rav Ilish wanted to say, I feel you hold it's a psul aguf, but here, look at how the Seichim Yishmeilim carry it. I mean, that's the only convenient way to carry it. You can't carry a heavy kolben in front of you. You have to put it in the back. So my mele, since that's the seder of carrying it, that's the oifen of carrying it, so my mele, so there's no psul of hesach hadas. Hodren aloch tomid nishchat. Zog the Mishnah. Eilu dvorim bepesach doichen es ha-shabbos. These in yonim adoiche shabbos. Shchitosoi, it's a fair of Pesach is chal b'shabbos, this is doiche shabbos. Shchitosoi, uzrikas domoi, umichui krovov, vaktoras chelboi. Let us see Rashi. Eilu dvorim doichem es ha-shabbos, lekamei bigmore meforesh minolo. How do you know that this is doiche shabbos? Shchitosoi, uzrikas domoi, hi efsher elo b'yoy. You can only make it by day. Tachsiv b'yoyim tzavoysoi lahakriv es kol b'neim, b'yoyim v'loy b'layla. So we learn out from this pasuk that it has to be b'yoyim. The Rishash of Shmuel eskeps amir d'kekashe, why does Rashi have to bring this pasuk? This is a pasuk in Kolbonis, which is true, that b'yoyim tzavoysoi lahakriv es kol b'neim, that's a din b'yoyim v'loy b'layla. But to give me a reason why you shech the Kolben Pesach, Erev Pesach, is, you don't have to, it says a posuk bein abayim, there's a posuk bein abayim. Rav Shmuel asks that, if the Mishnah will tell us that you're not permitted to shech the Kolben Pesach, Rosh Hashanah Badenacht. So he says, no, I know to shech the Rosh Hashanah Badenach, because it says, b'yayim tzavoysi lahakriv es kol b'neim. He said, that's not the reason. That's also true. It's not b'yayim. Aretzim zach, HaKolben Pesach has to be geshocht, not a Pesach, not Rosh Hashanah Badenach. So there's a special pasuk of Bein Arbayim that has to be b'yayim. So why does Rashi have to bring this pasuk b'yom tzavoi shalahakibus kol b'nei? Michay krovov mefarish b'gmore. The Meiri says that they used to puncture the kishkis of the, and take out whatever came out from the tzoya, from the kravayim. That's what they used to do. V'taima, and why did they do this? Shelo yasricho. The kolm, everything was still together with the kolm. So maybe there's a chash, maybe being masriach. So therefore, they made michi krova. Look, the Mishnah weiter. Baktoras chalovo. The Gemara is going to say later that bemisen aktoras chalovo could be done by meitzoi. If we're speaking about Meitzoy Shabbos, no, the Gemara says Chaviv a mitzvah b'shaite. Since the Ika mitzvah is you should be makter the emurim of the Korban Pesach b'yom shchitosoy, so memela, that's why it's Doiche Shabbos. You don't wait till Meitzoy Shabbos. Avol tzliosoy, but the tzli of the Korban Pesach. Madochas krovov to wash out the kirbayim einam doiche es ha-shabes. Zogt Rashi, tzliyosoi madochas krovov ein doichim, the efsher mishetechshach. This does not have to be done now. So memela, so it's not doiche Shabbos. The other things had to be done then. Harkovosoi vahavosoi michutz letchum, vachatiches yevaltoi ein doichin es ha-shabes. Zogt Rashi, har kavosoi al kosei for odom lavie lazor. If a person will carry the korban pesach to bring it to the azor, derech rishus harav. So that is not derech Shabbos. Af al pi she'ene ele iso shvus tarabonim. Carrying it in the rishus harabim is only a shvus tarabonim. De kaim olon chai noisei es atzmoi. Not dumye de melechas ha-mishkan, and the mishkan they only carried behemoth that were kvusim, behemoth that was chai, they didn't carry. So memele, so if a person carries a behemoth chai, that's it's only osim idarabonim. Ein doiche, this is not doiche Shabbos. Davol elamevet miyasmo, this could be done. This is not necessary to do now. This could have been done erev Shabbos. V'chein avosay michutz letchum, did not have to wait till Shabbos. V'chatiches yevaltoi, v'ruha belaz, that's a wart that's growing on the comb. V'chaitcho b'tzipolnov, oi b'shinov, eini ela shvus. The melache kalachayado. So if he's, we're speaking about a filo, do it, ayidei shinoi, which is only a shvus, that also is not doiche Shabbos. Abilezer oimer doiche. Abilezer holds that these shvusim are doiche Shabbos. Blazol says this shvusim which are machshira yakob munadoiche Shabbos. Omar Abelozol. Omar Abelozol, v'aloi dinu, tzakal v'choyim, but it should be doiche Shabbos. Ma im shchite. Shehi mishum meloche doiche sa Shabbos. If shchite is doiche Shabbos, eilu shehen mishum shvus lo yitru es ha Shabbos. So this should be zich, this shvus is zich be doiche Shabbos. Amar lei Rabbi Yeshua, yontev yechiyach. So what are you telling me? That if melach is the reise, adoiche Shabbos, avadi gewiss, tarabonon. Even though it's more or less a machshir of the korban, that Rabbi Lazar did not differentiate. So he said, if a melach the reise is mutter, so a melach is a bunch of zichah b'mutter. So Rabbi Yeshua told them, Yom Tev Yechiyach, Shetiru Boi Mishum Moloche, Pasa Boi Mishum Shvus. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi, Shchite Shi Asur Bechulon B'Shabbos. Mishum Yisa Moloche Gemura. This is an Isa Di Reis. Shrei Ba'ovis Moloche Simenu Yom. Va'af Al Pi Kein Doiches HaShabbos Pe'Pesach. It's lo yitru, this shouldn't be doiche, chatiris yivalt, it shouldn't be doiche, bit mir. So Rabbi Yeshua told him, yontem yechiech, sheitiru boi, shchite, u bishul, shuav meloche. ומותרים להגיד, ואוסרו בו להביא דבר מחוץ לתחום ולאוכלוי. But to bring something חוץ לתחום ולאוכלוי, הויל ואבשלון מאסמל. Here there's a cheshman of Efshalom Esmel. Avol gab the tchumim der Rabbono. So Rabbi Yeshua, l'choir is tining to Rabbi Lezer, what she called the choyme? You call the choyme as if shchit is mutter, is avada givis the shvusim a mutter. So he says, no, there's a big difference. This is Efshalom Esmel, and this is Efshalom Esmel. He brings a raya from Yontef Techiach. We see from Rashi that what's the chokha, that one is not permitted to bring the osru boy lahavi, what shvusim I was speaking by lahavi dovo michutz letchum ula ochloi. You're not allowed to bring something michutz letchum ula ochloi. So the Baal Shmuel brings down that the Kedari Achrayim erst at here, there's a Rabbi Kevega, later in Psochim, Amar Shon Shab, in Psubis, that they ask, why take aren't you allowed to bring something Bechutz Latchum in Yontef? Yontef Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. So Mamele, why aren't you allowed to bring something, there's a Nisal Take to take out from the Tchum, but this is the Tzeich Eichel Nefesh, why isn't it Take Mutter? The Baal Shmuel brings down that Shubis Chsam Sefer. Chsam Sefer says that the Isser Tchumim is not an Isser Meloche. There's Lamed Tes Meloches. In the Lamed Tes Meloches, there's a heter of Tzorech Eichel Nefesh. Achesh Yochel Lechol Nefesh. The Isser Tchumim is a different Isser in Ganzen. And that Isser, there's no heter of Tzorech Eichel Nefesh. That's what the Chassam Sefer says. The Stipler brings down a Rosh in Bechoyres, that the Rosh says as follows. The Rosh is speaking about bringing a behemoth, to bring a behemoth mechutz l'tchum. So the Rosh says, behemoth, Koidem shenishchete kol ma da'ovid bo nechshav kemachshirei oichol nefesh she'osar im efshar la'asoysim erev yontif. It's a very interesting rosh. The rosh says before shchite, whatever you do after shchite, that's called mamish malachas oichol nefesh. But before shchite, so it's not a machol yet. So all the polish you do has a halacha of machshirei oichol nefesh. Mechshir Yechol Nefesh, Sheev Shela Soysim Erev Yontif, is not Deiche Yontif. The Stipler asks on the Rosh, he buys by Tzorich in Godel, he brings Reis, and it's Mevu and Gemorish, and not allowed to take Peiris, which were Chutz L'Tchum. The Rosh brings, says, Abahim, he's not allowed to take that was Chutz L'Tchum, with Tzorich Yechol Nefesh, because it's Mechshir Yechol Nefesh, since it was called, that Nechshir Mechshir Yechol Nefesh, whatever is done before Shechite. The Bible asks on him, but upon him, this halacha over here, what the Mishnah halacha of what our Mishnah is speaking about, we have here also the svara of the Rosh, that before Shchite, it does not have a din of Eichel Nefesh, as a din of Machshir Eichel Nefesh. So upon him, Rabbi Yeshua brought a raya from Yontef, that we see, even though Shchite and Bishul is mutter, but mechutz l'tchum is also. Amalei Rabbi Lezer, maza Yeshua maraya reshus l'mitzvah. The Rashi maraya reshus l'mitzvah. Achilas edit reshusi. The tzoyrech gavoya mitzvah. V'memidu chachomim iser shvushalem b'mokim reshus. Yamidu af b'mokim mitzvah b'tmiyah. Since this is, oh, Bayontev is a reshus, so they were machem emidu devrei. Mashein came by a mitzvah, is loy emidu devrei. Heishiv Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva asked another kasha. And Rabbi Lez. How could Rabbi Lez be matter? ואומר הזאת חייך, סיבור הרייף המזאת, שהיא משום מצווה, let us say you have someone that's a money on the Korban Pesach, and it's Shabbos, and it's the seventh day. Now, if you make hazot, you'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach at night. If you won't make hazot, you won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach at night. So hazot echiyach, she mishum mitzvah, the whole purpose of the hazot is that she been able him to bring the Korban Pesach. Vehi mishum shvus, and so on the other side, shvus veini doiches a Shabbos. Afat al tetam aleilos, he's asking a kashe on Rabbi Eliezer. Why is Rabbi Eliezer saying that all these shvusim? Ah, doiches Shabbos, you see, azos na doiches Shabbos. Shafo pish, ein mishum mitzvah, vehein mishum shvus, la yitru as a Shabbos. That was Rabbi Kivis, kashe on Rabbi Eliezer. Omar le Rabbi Eliezer, ve'oleo ani dot, but you're bringing me a raya from Hazor. That's a debatable statement. I hold fakel. Umayim shchite shim mishum aloche doiches ha-shabbos. Hazor shim mishum shvus, ein yedin she doiches ha-shabbos. Adarab, I hold that Hazor zeche doiches ha-shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Hazor techiach shi mitzvah betomei mei shechal shvi shalaliyes b'shabes erev Pesach. She'im lo yaze, if it won't be maze, lo yaze pischoi. Afilu hochi ein eidoiche. Hochi shomil el Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva heard this. Lo yidochi. Vazor shvusu, the mayim molochi. What kind of molochi is there in Hazor? Ela mischazi ki misaki gavri. Afal pi can we see a midu divrayim, even though it's only a shvus. So Rabbi Eliezer told me, v'olea nidom, v'gam al azoni choylik, v'oima shetitcha, v'loi tak veyu mi pesach, mi kalvachayim is that's v'ad v'rabba, the same kalvachayim. If shchites daich shabbos azo, which is ad v'rabbona, v'ad v'gibish b'daich shabbos. Om aloi Rabbi Kiva oich chaloif. Rabbi Kiva said to Rabbi Eliezer, we should say punk fakel. Ich hal that Azor is not Teuche Shabbos. So Adar Rabbi, since Azor is not Teuche Shabbos, so maybe let's make a kavachim fakel. Maim Azor. Shimishum shvus eini doiches a Shabbos. Shchite shimishum meloch eini din shleitit ches a Shabbos. Fakel, that's clear that Azor is not Teuche Shabbos. So if Hazor is not Teuche Shabbos, I'm a Melo, we should make a Kalvachim, that Shchit is not Teuche Shabbos. Omale Rabbi Lezer, Akiva, Karto, Mashe Kosu, Bateire, Bamayado, Ibein, Bechel, Bein, Bishabbos. Shazak, you say that Shchit is not Teuche Shabbos, it says Bamayado. Bitzlach asks Akashe, what's Rabbi Kiva's? Rabbi Kiva didn't know there's a posik. The posik says, B'mayadai. What is Pshat in Rabbi Kiva? Kiva wants to make a Kalvachayma. So the Tzlach says that Rabbi Kiva's Kalvachayma was as follows. Rabbi Kiva's Kalvachayma was that, Midrabonon is a Midrabonon. They said that you're not allowed to make Hazor, and Erev Pesach shall use B'Shabbos. What's going to be with the Korban Pesach? I'll bring a Korban Sheni, a Pesach Sheni. So Memele, so Rabbi Kiva said, so they should ask me the Rabbonon, they should ask Shchita also. He said that the Kasher, the Kavachim of Hazor is not, is the Kavachim of a Mazor, it's not, I mean, a Teire Shchita should be also. Just like a Midu Devrayim, and they asked Hazor, so they should ask her also Shchita. Bissel Modne, L'chayre, if they ask her Hazor, so bring the Pesach Sheni al Koponim. If they ask a Shchita, Chayre Tzibor doesn't bring the whole din. The Tzibor is not Nitre. It says Ish brings a Pesach Sheni, and the Tzibor does not bring a Pesach Sheni. It's very unclear what And the Tzach says that Rabbi Kiva's kasha was just like the Wa'ike Mitzvah's Pesach for a Yochid that was not Muze, so they should be Eike Mitzvah's Pesach for Abai Yatzibar also, and they should ask the Shechita, but Lechere, it's not an Akira, by a Yochid, he has a Pesach Sheini. By Yatzibar, they don't have anything. Pesach Nish. But say, that's what the Tzlach says. The Tzlach says that was Pshat in Rabbi Kiva's kasha. Rabbi Kiva said, let's make a Kal V'chaime, and we should ask the Shechita, mit Rabon and Al Kapod. Zogt der Tzlach weiter, so if Rabbi Kiva's kasha was, we should ask the Shechita mit der Rabbonon, so was then for the Rabbi Lezer? Yivoike ma shekosu b'toyre b'mayadai, b'im b'chol, b'im b'shabbos. He's talking about the Rabbonon, he's speaking about the Reise. So the Tzlach wants to say, there's a bekannte Taz, the Taz in Erechaim, the Taz in Yeredeye, the Taz says a psa yesod, that which Chachomim could aser, that which Chachomim could aser a pule, a mitzvah, Yeshkecha Mulakadov Meteira B'Shei Baal Tase, that is Davke, if the Torah didn't speak specifically about this mitzvah, the Torah wasn't matarit behedye, nor it's mutter, because there's no reason why it should be also. Then the Chachomim could aser. But if the Torah said specifically this mitzvah could be done on this and this day, the Chachamim could not answer it. And with this, the Taz emphasizes the Ran's kasha. The Ran asks, just like the Asad Mikra Megillah, the Asad Ki Yeshayfer, which is Chaliyas B'Shabbes, Shemi Eberenu Daldamas B'Shus Aram. So why didn't they ask Mila also as a Yitot Abris in Shabbos? They should also make a gzeire, Shem Yavirenu Daldamas Bishusarab. Ran answers that there's a difference, because Mikra Megillah and Shaifa, everyone is torud. So maybe if everyone is torud, so maybe they were geyser, maybe they'll come out of Chilul Shabbos. Mashenken, if one Yid is making a bris, there are other people who are not torud, will be able to remind them to make sure that he won't be Mechalul Shabbos. That's the Ran's teretz. The Taz wants to say a different teretz, with this Yisot. That by Mila, since it says, by Yom HaShmini, Chazal Barshan, Afilu B'Shabbat, so the Torah said Beferish that you can make a bris in Shabbos. If you can make, the Torah said Beferish, make a bris in Shabbos, then the Chacham did not have a koyach to aser it. Even though it's only in Yisrael Darabonon. Only if the Torah never spoke about it. And like Tekiyah Shefer, the Torah never said you have to blow Shefer on Shabbos. They didn't mention it. So the Chazal could aser Tekiyah Shefer in Shabbos. The Torah was matter beferish, Chazal could not answer. So Memele, so that's what the Tzlach says, that's Rabbi Lezer's Teretz. I says Rabbi Kiva did not hold like the Taz. That's Rabbi Lezer told them that you want to make a Kal V'Chaima, that with the Rabbonu we should ask a Shechit in Shabbos, a Kal V'Chaima V'Azo. No, it says B'Mayadai. Omar Loi Rebbe. So Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Lezer, Haveli Moyed La'elu Ke Moyed L'Shchite. That means that there's only a din tchiyah. You're tining if Shchit is mutter, so then, the Rabbanan should also be mutter. So, Rabbi Kiva tined him, it is only mutter if it is equivalent to the mitzvah of Shchite. If this is the Moyed of the mitzvah, this is the Gufa mitzvah, so then takin's doiche. But the things we are speaking about, this is not similar to Shechita, therefore it's not doiche Shabbos. Klal Omar Rabbi Akiva, kol meloche she'evshe la'asoyso me'erev Shabbos, every meloche that's evshe la'asoyso me'erev Shabbos, eino doiche es ha'Shabbos. So that's not the moyet. Shechita she'evshe la'asoyso me'erev Shabbos, doiche es ha'Shabbos. Shechita is doiche Shabbos, because it's she'evshe la'asoyso. So you can't stow through these things to Shechita. Zogt Rashi, Omar Lei Rabbi Kiva, Oy Chilof, Oy Ani Achlof Adin. The Pshita Li, Da Azo Ma'ach, that's clear by me, that Azo is Ma'ach. So Memele, V'yafinim B'kal V'chaim Emino, L'Shechita Shem Ta'ake. That what, that one should not make Shechita also on Shabbos. V'moy Adai, V'yasu B'nei Yisroos HaPesach V'moy Adai. Avilim moyed la'elu. שיהי זמן קבוע להן כמו שקבוע לשחית. I mean, there's only a din tchiye if this is the zman. Hilkech kiven like kviyo lo zimne, this is not the zman, umotzi lo mevet lo meyasmoil. Pashas of Rashi means it could have been done yesterday. Tichas yaveles could have been done yesterday. It doesn't have to be done today. Loi dochel. So memele, it's not doichel. The shayla from the tzlach, and what'll be by a yaveles that grew in Shabbos? Rabbi Kiva holds that this is not similar to shchita. Because the shchita is lematzil lemevid l'asmel. Here it's matzil lemevid l'asmel. That's the tzlach sa'orim. Given the like vielu zimne umatzil lemevid l'asmel could have been done. Leidachol. There's a reshash that brings down the tzlach. There's a Yerushalmi. Shmuel wants to tie in pshat, that could be the skufish pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi means that since it is an Inyan, chatichas yeveles does not have to be done erev Pesach. Grad, if the yeveles grew erev Pesach, then you have to cut it erev Pesach, but it's not called that this is something which has to be done on this zman. Shchita has to be done erev Pesach. Chatichas Yevelos does not have to be done. If the situation arose, I couldn't do it before. It came erev Pesach, but that's not called that Chatichas Yevelos has to be done erev Pesach. Al Kaponim, that's why it's not doicha. V'azor nami lav migufet de Pesachu, like Sivba moi. Now Rashi says on Hazor l'chayre, Rashi seems, Rashi doesn't reckon with his cheshbin. That he couldn't make the hazor before. This is the Yom HaShvi. So memele, let this be doiche. So Rashi says there's another tnai in Shrita. That's a din in the Guf HaKolben. If the Guf HaKolben needs this malacha to be done, so memele, so then it's doiche Shabbos. He wants to make himself roi to bring a Pesach, and that is no dinei tchiyah. That's where the Meforshim speak out. Shmuel brings this down. We had an Erevin that if a Nima, there's a Svara there that if a Nima was torn, it is Deiche, you're allowed to be, it is Deiche Yontif. So he said, I want to say, a Nime that's Taka de Tzeirech HaKom. That's a Tzeirech HaYem, we need Shira, so therefore you're allowed to be Kaisher Anime. Masha'enkein Hazor, it's not, that's not the Tzeirech HaKom. The Bailam wants to be able to bring the Kom, that's a called a Tzeirech HaKom is HaKom, so therefore, Hazoy is worse than Kshiras Nime. Let us see Taisvis. Eilu Dvorim. So it says, what is Doiche Shabbos? Shchite, that's good, that's a Tchiyah, it's a Malacha, Zrikas Domoy. So Taisvis Zrikas Domoy, Tone Agav Shchitose. Zrikas Domoy Bechlal is not a, there's no Dine Tchiyah, there's no Issa. That's what the Tosfos Rashba wants to say. Since it's matter, the Kolben, so it also, so it's Tikkun would be also. So forget that's a Chiddush, just like we had a Tikkun Kabre. So that it should be also. It's like a Deiche. We once mentioned the Tzlach, that it could be also Alt Tzeveya. Bide Rabbonim. Bal Kaponim et Teiche Shabbos. Vekoshel Ari, Amai Loi Toni Nami Hefshet Oirei Didochi Shabbos. Kedis Nan Bepirke Dulel, Yudalet Shechali Yis Bishabbos, Nich Yodoi Vitoi Lo Mavshet. So that's also Deiche. Tire Tzri, Mishim Dava Bechlal, Hektach Halovov. It says that Hektach Halovov is Deiche Shabbos. Shein Yochel Ahavshet, Hello, Adachazel Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike Perikol Kisvi. So Memele, so that and that Epshit is needed for the Hekta Chalom, not Mapshit more. So Memele, if that, so by saying Hekta Chalom, you're automatically saying that Hefshit is Deiche Shat. Afilu Rabbon and the Pligi Elele Shoyla Hefshit Kedarke El Adachazel, which is a Geherige Hefshit. Which is a malacha. Vashar mafshit v'chayta v'tichas k'tanis k'damin in osam, v'tzricha d'shakalei bebarzi, so meilu that already is not, it seems not a psachilu, and it's not a chilu Shabbos, so meilu, he didn't have to specify that hefshit is doiche Shabbos. Zok the Gemara baita. Tano rabot, haloche zu nis alma mibnei b'seira. That this din, what it says in our Mishnah, Zukrashi Shapesach, Deiche Shabbos, that was Nisalim Bibnei Pseir. Achaz Chal Abo Oso Liyos B'Shabbos, Shokhu V'lo Yodu Im Pesach Deiche Esa Shabbos Im La. Omru, Klum Yesh Odom Shoyedeya Im Pesach Deiche Esa Shabbos Im La. Is there someone who knows this Allah? Omru Lahem Odom Echod Yesh Sho'olom Mi Bovel, והילול הבבלי שמוי, ששימש שני גדולי הדר, שמייה ואפתליה, ויועדי, and he'll know in פסח דויכס השבס עם לך. שולחו וקורו לוי, אמרו לוי, כלום עתו יועדי, in פסח דויכס השבס עם לך. אמר להם, כי פסח אחד יש לנו בשונה שדויכס השבס, לוי הרבה יויסר ממסיים סוחים יש לנו בשונה שדויכנס השבס. We have more than 200 קורבנות, which are equivalent to the קורבן פסח, and the דויכה שבס, so we can learn from these קורבנות. אמרו לוי מנין לך, how do you know that the דויכה שבס? אמר להם, נמה מיידי בפסח. Then Mamayadai Bitomid, Mamayadai Ha'omer Bitomid Deiches HaShabbos, Af Mayadai Ha'omer B'Pesach Deiches HaShabbos. Boit Kavachaymehu, Matomid Shein Onesh Kores Deiches HaShabbos, Pesach She'onesh Kores Ein Adin She'Deiches HaShabbos. Miyad Hayishivuhu B'Rosh. Regardless from the Bnei Pseire, they saw that Hillel was a greater Talmud Chochem than they were, so Memeila they resigned, Neshevu Beroish Minu Nosi Alei. For Yodeirish Kolayim Kuloi Behulches HaPesach, Nishchil Mekantaron Bedvor. Started criticizing them. Oma Lohen, מגורם לכם שאלה מבובל ואיה נוסי עליכם, עצלוס שאויסו בוכם, שלא ישימשתם שני גדולי הדר, שמייה ואפתליה. So ממילא, so that's how he was criticizing them. זאת רשי. הלוך איזו שפסח דויך שבס, בני בסייר הנשיאים היו, אומר להנהילו וכי פסח אחד יש לנו שדויך איזה שבס, ולא יויסים ממסיים פסוחים יש לנו שדויך איזה שבס. כלומר, יויסים ממסיים קרבונש יש שדויך איזה שבס בשונה. 50 שבסויס השונה בכל שבס ושבס, you have more than 200 kabbalas. Arba kvasim, shnayim letmidim, ushnayim lemasofim. That's every Shabbos. Harei masayim, levad Shabbos shebesoich Pesach and besoich achad, shekreivim bohem musvei hayoyim, the musvei, the masofim of yontif. Shivas tloyim bepesach, arba osul achad. So Memele, so we see that it's Deiche Shabbos. Ma moy adoy hanemar betomit ulekamei porich tomit gufe minolo. How do we know that the tomit gufe is Deiche Shabbos? Vayoyoyshe v'doyreish kederich shanos yoyse. Mekantere loshen knite